Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Honestly, man, I wouldn't say they were just taking him away. I think, you know, I'm just, as a quarterback, obviously, you're going through your read. Sometimes the ball goes to him, but that's not my job. Obviously, I have a sense and a feel for guys when they don't get the ball and when they're, you know, when they are getting the ball, but I leave that up to Drew.
Boy, that is very different from how it was spun.
Yeah.
That's Kyler Murray. It's not my job to get it to Marvin Harrison Jr. He says a lot of times they're different guys' first read. That's on Drew, right, calling plays.
Yeah.
Because
when you just read the quote without the context, you didn't really see that second part, first off.
Yeah, it's not nearly as incendiary as I thought it might have been.
Yeah.
It's not
of him saying, oh, it's not my job to get Marvin Harrison Jr. the football.
Meanwhile, some of the advanced numbers, as we bring in Scott Pianowski on the Western Hotline, Scott Pianowski of Yahoo Sports, some of the advanced numbers on Marvin Harrison Jr. are very puzzling. Like, he had one of the slowest receiving games in the history of the sport, Scott. Like, and this is supposed to be a top-tier guy, a feature of this offense. He got one catch for 4 yards, and that was on the heels of a drop that he had. And people have noticed that it looks like he's running stiff. I don't know. The panic meter on Marvin Harrison Jr., not only as a fantasy prospect, but as a prospect. How crazy is it right now, Scott?
Yeah, it's up there. And, you know, it was just a year ago that Jackson Smith and Jigba was drafted with a lot of the same traits as Harrison. The idea is that, okay, he's not a burner, but he's such a technician and he's going to win that way. And I'll admit, I thought JSM was a great value this year with Lockett turning 32, with the coaching staff being overhauled and all these grub concepts coming in after that great season last year at Washington. And a little worried about my JSN shares, but the worry is more severe, of course, with Harrison because he had second-round draft capital. And that's what we do. We panic, right? We see Kirk Cousins. He's not no play action, no under center snaps. You know, he looks really old. He looks like somebody who isn't 100% healthy. And even if we didn't want to start Cousins, we wanted to start Kyle Pitts and feel good about it. We wanted to start Drake London and feel good about it. So in a week one, where the passing stats, we expect week one to be sloppy and it's extended exhibition season and all that. We get all that. We're trying to be realistic with week one. Even with that context, just the stats were so ugly. The sack rates were up. The offensive lines are struggling. We obviously have a lot of young quarterbacks who don't have experience. You know, Anthony Richardson might as well be a rookie. There's a bunch of other rookies starting who haven't played that much. So I feel like there's more angst and anxiety in the fantasy streets for this week, too, than maybe there might be in a regular season.
Who's the player you think the panic is the most real for right now in fantasy?
I think it's Cousins. I really need to see something from him on Monday night because he might be in a physical condition where they can't run the offense. You bring in Kirk Cousins because he's a play-action quarterback, right? You know, because he's the under-center quarterback. They're asking him to do things that he normally doesn't do. And when I see these teams, And let me spin this into something that impressed me, right? Last year, the Saints were near the bottom. They would have been at the very absolute bottom. I forget where they were exactly, but they basically never did pre-snap motion. They never did play-action passing. They were buried in those rankings. And now, week one, I know Carolina might be the worst team in football, but or certainly one of them. But they laid the waste to the Panthers, running all sorts of pre-snap motion, all sorts of play-action. And to me, those two things, that's like, you know, when you take Atlanta with doing none of that, not moving guys around, right? And or like Washington with Terry McLaurin. He was literally in the same spot on every snap and wasn't moved at all in the formation, wasn't moved at all in motion. That's like telling a basketball team not to run a pick and roll. I mean, these are cheat codes. Why would you not want to do that? Look what Sean McVay did the entire game at Detroit, where you 21 targets for Cooper Kupp, and he's constantly moving all around the formation. And after Puka Nacua gets hurt, we need Kupp to be the foundation of their offense. Now, Detroit might have taken the yards per target because it was only like 5.2. Kupp needed 21 targets to get to the game that he had. But the point is, Sean McVay is putting his receiver in a position to succeed. I think maybe this new coaching staff, the Kubiak offense in New Orleans, maybe I undershot it. But, if Kirk Cousins isn't healthy, I mean, we all know they drafted, not only did they draft a quarterback with the 8th overall pick, but they drafted a quarterback who came out kind of old. I mean, you don't want to sit on Michael Penix forever. I don't know. I thought for sure he wouldn't play this year. Now I'm thinking maybe there's a chance that they may turn to him. The schedule is not friendly. They needed to win that Pittsburgh game. Yeah. They have Philly this week. They have Kansas City next week. I mean, the Falcons are staring at a possible 0-3 start.
And I've got some numbers on Cousins under center. Like with Minnesota, you said he's a play-action quarterback. 70% of his snaps nearly about 5 years ago under center. That goes to 62 to 55. 2 years of Kevin O'Connell, it's 45% and 47% under center for Cousins. And then in game one, he fell from 47% under center the previous year to 2%. One snap under center, which could be problematic. You know, as we're looking at offenses and trying to find out what we've got here, Scott, it looks like the Bills have maybe a good offense, but from a fantasy standpoint, you've got Josh Allen, and who else can you trust right now? Kincaid is no doubt a good player, but teams might start keying in on him. Shakir, maybe with receptions, but yardage might not be there. Coleman got involved a little bit. Do you feel good about any piece other than Allen in this fantasy offense right now?
Well, I'll tell you who I moved up the most in my estimation after week one was Keon Coleman for a couple of different reasons. One, he ran the most routes and had the most targets in the passing game. It wasn't a huge separation from him and some other guys, but he was the leader in those two areas. And that throw that Allen made to Coleman on the left sideline, I'm sorry, on the right sideline, where Coleman was ostensibly covered, and Allen just said, okay, big guy, make a play. I'm just going to throw it to you. I'm going to trust you. And Coleman adjusted. You know, he has that basketball background. He basically boxed out and made the catch. One of the angles for me leaning towards Shakir preseason was the whole, okay, well, Shakir already knows Josh Allen. He already knows the team. He's caught a pass in the regular season with this offense, and the other guys have to play catch-up. Keon Coleman was much more ready to play and ready to prove, and I realize he didn't blow the stats out of the water, but he was more ready in a week where a lot of rookies weren't ready, right? I mean, Marvin Harrison maybe wasn't ready. Adunze's one catch in Chicago was a deflected pass, just a total fluke play, and Caleb Williams. I can't believe they won that game somehow, being down 17 points and doing nothing on offense, and then the Titans just basically gifted that win to Chicago. Curious to see what we get from Chicago on Sunday night against Houston, a team that did look very good. But I was most impressed with Coleman. Just I moved him. I thought Shakir was the and I didn't realize they play different positions. They're both receivers, but they both, you know, they run different kinds of routes. They play different type of receiver positions. But before the season, I thought Shakir was the guy. Now I think Coleman, and it's not a huge gap. I mean, Shakir still had a touchdown. He's obviously going to have a role in this offense. But now if you told me I could have either one of those guys in the passing game, I would take Coleman. Also, I'm not worried about Kincaid long-term. It was a horrible week for tight ends. And I wrote an article about that on Yahoo for Wednesday. My first thought was like, well, maybe they're all blocking. And then I ran into some of the route stats. I'm like, well, it really wasn't that. And part of it is the trickle-down of just a horrible day for passing NFL league-wide. But Kincaid still, all the stuff I just said about Coleman, at the end of the season, I like most people, I still think Kincaid will lead this team in receiving yards.
Yeah, he was getting actively taken away by the Cardinals. There was a play we looked at earlier in the week where he was getting quadruple covered on one play that opened up, I think it was a Ray Davis catch on that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
That one. So. Right, like the tight end landscape in general, how Kincaid fits into that. Is there a bounce back for everybody right away? Is this kind of like the question of earlier? Like, I guess what's real from what we saw in week one? Like Andrews and others, like what do you think at tight end and how Kincaid fits into that now for rest of season?
Yeah, I think the first thing we think about the way the week started, right? It starts Kansas City and Baltimore. And who knew in a week that would be ugly for tight end, it would be ostensibly a backup tight end who would steal the show. Isaiah Likely was fantastic in that game. He misses by a toenail, up scoring a second touchdown. But even with that, he goes well over 100 yards. And the encouraging thing there is that Kincaid, Likely was always an interesting fantasy pick for contingent upside. The idea that Andrews misses a lot of time. Likely was a top five, top six tight end when he was starting last year. But even the most optimistic of Likely managers must have thought, well, okay, I probably need Andrews to get hurt or to be marginalized somehow. The idea of them producing together, or Likely specifically producing in a game where Andrews was active the whole game, it just was something that I don't think anybody has seen that, made that leap before the season. A lot of people probably drafted Likely as a backup, didn't start him. I realize it was part of the Kincaid thing where there was double teaming going on with Andrews. The Chiefs didn't want Andrews to beat them. And I wonder why they didn't adjust to Likely beating them all game because he was terrific. But I think Isaiah Likely is the top 10 tight end rest of the season. But like a lot of good tight ends, he gets those slot reps. He gets basically wide receiver work. I would rather have him than Andrews the rest of the season. As far as the position league-wide, after seven or eight maybe tight ends who have target shares, who can challenge 100 yards in a week, what we're usually looking for with a tight end is it's touchdown or bust. And in a week where the passing touchdown, 1.1 passing touchdowns per team, and that's just paltry given the way football's been played for the last 15 or 20 years, that number's going to normalize. And a lot of these guys who we're hoping to get a touchdown out of, we're going to see that rate go way up. So that, to me, was the easiest fluke. And also just teams, wanting to control a game. We saw a lot of teams just said, okay, we're just going to win by buttoning up the offense. The Patriots did that. The Steelers did that. They said, Justin Fields, don't turn the ball over. We got this game under control. It's okay to kick field goals. They never scored a touchdown. The Patriots, it felt like that game was lopsided in Cincinnati, but really New England, just once they realized they had a control of it, Jacoby Brissett managed the game. They were fine with that. Speaking of panic meter, what the heck do you do with the Bengals? Joe Burrow, his wrist all game.
Yeah.
I realized Chase missed the whole summer. And so what he did, and give the Patriots some credit. They play, they get paid too. But, man, did they look ugly. I had Cincinnati in Survivor, and very early I knew that pick was in big, fat trouble. I feel like Cincinnati never, and maybe I underestimated the Zach Taylor effect, right? The first 2 weeks of the season, the last 5 years, Zach Taylor's 1-9. I mean, you practice all year for this first game. They're playing one of the worst teams in the NFL by everybody's estimation, and they get beat for 3 hours. A very bad look for Cincinnati. Now they have to try to make it up
against Kansas City. Good luck to that.
Scott, before we go, Scott Pianowski, Yahoo Sports. Will Yahoo make a maybe like a template? Sorry you sold on Kyren Williams based on punt return duties. And sorry you invested everything in Blake Corum, who didn't really play. Like one of the stories, big fantasy stories of the preseason was that. Mm-hmm. And here are the Rams. Like, Kyren Williams looks like the back he was last year.
He does. But did you notice all five of their offensive linemen have had an injury in the last couple of weeks? He is going to have a lot of trouble. I realize Arizona is a good matchup this week, as you saw. You know, they're not a good defense, but they're going to have trouble keeping Stafford protected. They're going to have trouble getting a running game going. But I was shocked. Corum not getting any activity stunned me. In a week where a lot of backups made traction, right? Bucky Irving looked good in Tampa Bay. McLaughlin might be the best back in Denver. Alexander Mattison outplayed Zamir White, and they've said that's a hot hand situation. So I feel, you know, we weren't sure in Cincinnati what the situation was. Moss did get the start. He gets a touchdown. Ezekiel Elliott is still alive and kicking in Dallas. So we had a lot of backfields where it was either or, which way are we going with this? How do we feel about these guys in the case of the Rams? And you're right. You know, Williams, a lot of people backed off him because of the kick return stuff. And Corum obviously had a really good year at Michigan, a good career at Michigan, was a third-round pick. And which way are we going with that? J.K. Dobbins, I should mention also. All summer, I wondered what to do with the Chargers backfield, and I kind of backed off it. I realized Dobbins doesn't have the same breakaway speed. He had that long run where the old Dobbins probably would have housed it. He got tackled from behind, maybe 15-yard line or so, but at least he's moved ahead of Gus Edwards. I actually, you know, if I had Williams, I think I might sell the idea that he's getting all the touches and quietly think I'd like to get away from this offensive line. And you see a lot of times when teams can't block or teams have backups at the offensive line, what do? You mask it in the passing game. It's easier to kind of shield that, but it's harder to hide that in the running game. I still don't think Williams is out of the woods, even though that opportunity share was delightful.
Scott Pianowski, Yahoo Sports. Scott, thanks again. We'll chat next week. Enjoy tonight's Bills-Dolphins game. Should be a juicy one.
Yeah, I'm really curious to see what that Miami backfield turns into, but thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, Jalen Wright is who I'm watching because I've got him in some fantasy, some dynasty leagues. You know, Joe, I think I got him as a fourth-round pick, which means if he turns into something, then I'm a heck of a GM. I do a great job in the later rounds. Jalen Wright, fourth-rounder, rookie draft.
I don't think I would play him tonight.
Oh, I'm not going to play him, no.
I would play Jeff Wilson, though.
If I had him, sure.
I think he's going to be getting the bulk of the carries. He was the guy that was active last week.
Yeah. How old is Jeff Wilson?
Feels like he's been around a while.
He feels as old as
Mostert.
He's not as old as Mostert. You're going to tell me he's 24.
He's not 24. But okay. What would you have guessed?
I would have guessed he's 28.
Okay, he's 28.
Okay.
See, I would have guessed like 32.
Maybe he came in the league when he was 21.
Yeah, that might be right.
He's been around for a long time.
2018 undrafted free agent.
Okay, so this is his seventh season?
Yeah.
All right, Extendo Sports, and then we get you off to the Extra Point Show. It's a game day. Bills and Dolphins. They've got a trivia question up on the board on ESPN. Tua Tagovailoa, one of two Dolphins starting quarterbacks to beat Josh Allen head-to-head. Who's the other? I don't know. I got to think about that.
It's got to be his rookie year.
Who's the quarterback in the Charles Clay underthrown/drop game?
Tannehill? It's got to be. Right?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, wait.
It's not Fitz.
No, because Tannehill, who starts the game where the Bills clinch a playoff spot the year before with Tyrod? Cutler.
Wow.
So Tannehill's already gone.
It was Tannehill. The answer is Tannehill.
So he came back? Okay.
Extendo Sports next.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.